All right, good morning.
大家早晨。
My name is Caleb. I'm the student minister here at the church.
我係賴以立傳道，係負責年青人工作嘅。
And I've been enjoying my time here.
我非常之享受喺金門教會嘅侍奉。
And I'm happy to just give you a message today.
我好高興今日可以喺你哋面前正道。
I have a lot to say, so I'm just going to go straight into it.
我都有好多嘢要講下，所以我就會進入呢個聖經嘅章節入邊。
So I'm going to talk about the kingdom of God today.
我今天会讲到是关于天国的事情。
And the kingdom of God is a general term for God's kingdom here on earth.
讲到天国就是讲到神的国在这个地上的一些事情。
And there's many parables that Jesus talks about, and I'm just going to share with you one parable.
耶稣在新约圣经里面讲了很多不同的预言比喻，咁我哋今日讲嘅系其中一个嘅比喻。
And this parable is about forgiveness.
呢个比喻系关于饶恕嘅。
So from Matthew chapter 18, verse 21.
大家可以翻开马太福音第十八章第二十一节。
I will go through verse by verse as I go along.
我会每一节一节咁样去读。
So Matthew 21. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times.
那时彼得进前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说，我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。
So in Judaism, Jews were taught to forgive an intentional sin up to three times.
在犹太教入边呢，犹太人呢的传统是他们被教育呢，就是说要饶恕人三次。
If you have to forgive more than three times for the same sin, then people understood that you weren't actually sincere about your apology.
如果一个人呢，要求人哋饶恕多过三次的时候呢，咁即係话侵犯人嘅犯罪嘅人呢，係唔係好诚恳去认罪。
So Peter's asking Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Should I forgive seven times?
所以彼得就问耶稣，究竟我係咪需要饶恕七次呢？
And Peter might be thinking that he's being very generous by asking more times than three.
所以彼得可能已经觉得我已经非常之慷慨了，本来三次的，但是现在我饶恕七次。
But if you take Jesus literally, then we're supposed to forgive someone 77 times.
如果我们听耶稣讲下，字面上他好像说我们要饶恕77次那么多。
But if you know Jesus, he's not really into making religious rules to follow.
如果你了解耶稣的时候，你会知道耶稣他不是只是设立一些宗教的条例给我们去跟随。
He was actually very against having a set rules to follow.
其实他是非常反对一个固定的一个条例去跟随。
So if you were a Jew listening to this, you would actually not think of 77 times. You would think of another verse in the Bible.
如果你是犹太人的时候呢，你就不会想到真的数住这77次，你可能会想起圣经里面另外一个章节。
You would be thinking of this verse from Genesis chapter 4.
你可能会想到创世纪这里第四章24节。
It says, if Cain's revenge is sevenfold, then Lamech's is 77-fold.
这里讲到说，若杀该人遭报七倍，杀拉麦的时候会遭报77倍。
God had promised Cain by telling him that anyone who tried to hurt him, then God would have revenge on them.
神答应了该人，如果谁要伤害该人的时候，将会受报七倍。
This was God promising Cain that he would protect Cain.
这个是神对该人的一个保护的一个承诺。
Now Lamech is one of Cain's descendants.
拉麦是该人的其中一个后裔。
And he multiplies this number.
接着神就将这个数字加倍了。
And what Lamech is trying to say is, as certain as Cain is being protected by God, then God will certainly protect me.
神在这里说，就好像他会保护该人一样，他更加会保护他的后裔拉麦。
So when Peter asks, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times?
当彼得问耶稣的时候，我究竟要饶恕我弟兄几次呢？是不是就是七次呢？
And Jesus says, no, up to 77 times.
耶稣说其实是七十个七次。
And then everyone listening would understand that he's referring to this Genesis chapter 4 verse.
那时的人当他听到的时候，他们都应该会想到创世纪的这段的经文。
Jesus is telling Peter, don't just forgive seven times, but just as God promised to certainly protect Lamech, then you certainly should be forgiving others.
呢度就係神道對呢啲以色列人講，好似嗰陣時佢咁樣去保護拉麥，一定會保護拉麥嘅時候，佢一定亦都會去保護啲嘅以色列人。
So the main what Jesus is trying to say is, as certain as God is protecting us, that's how certain we should be forgiving other people.
呢度講到話神係咁肯定去保護呢個嗰個人同埋後裔嘅時候，神亦都去需要我哋咁樣好肯定咁樣去饒恕別人。
Now Jesus tells a parable following that.
跟住耶穌就講一個嘅比喻啦。
Verse 23 and 24. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents.
天國好像一個王要和他仆人算帳，才算的時候，有人帶來一個欠10,000銀子的來。
Now, a talent is a unit of weight that was used to measure money.
在英文聖經度呢度講到係他連得嚇一個嘅數量。
And one talent was equivalent to 20 years' wages.
呢度講到一千萬嘅銀子，其實就係等於一萬嘅他連得嚇，一萬嘅他連得係一個嘅錢嘅一個數量。
So in this story, the servant owed the king 10,000 talents.
喺個比喻入邊，我哋中文聖經講話。這個仆人欠了10,000的銀子，就好像10,000個他連得一樣。
So if you multiply 20 years by 10,000, that would be 200,000 years.
如果一年的工作等於20個他連得的話，這裡講到10,000的他連得，即是這個仆人欠了200,000年的工資。
In this story, this servant owed this king 200,000 years worth of work.
在個比喻裡面，這個仆人欠了的主人是200,000年的工資。
Now this is equivalent to tens of billions of dollars today.
這個就等於好像億好像幾億咁多嘅錢嚇，而家嘅時候。
This is a crazy number that Jesus was talking about.
依個係一個好瘋狂嘅一個數目。
And Jesus meant it to be a crazy number.
耶穌係特登將依個數目講到咁瘋狂。
Because Jesus' point was that this guy would never ever pay off his debt.
耶稣的意思就是说，这个仆人是永远永远没办法可以还到这么多的钱。
Even if he lived hundreds and hundreds of lives, he could not pay off this debt.
就算他有几十万条生命，他都没办法可以还到这么多的钱。
It was impossible.
是不可能还到这个账。
So going on with the story in verse 25.
我们继续看这个的比喻，在25节。
Since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him his debt.
因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就苦伏拜他，说：主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Now what just happened here?
这里发生了什么事呢？
The king forgave this man his debt.
这个皇帝或者这个主人是已经是宽恕了一个的仆人的债。
Not just any debt.
这个不是普通的一个债。
This is billions and billions of dollars of debt.
这是几亿的一个的债。
No one just forgives billions of dollars.
冇人会求求其其咁样去宽恕咗一个数以亿计嘅一个债项。
If you owe me $10 billion, then you're going to pay me $10 billion.
如果你欠咗我10亿嘅钱，你就要还10亿嘅钱。
That was a lot of money.
依个系好多钱啊。
Now, how would you feel if you were the servant?
如果你系个仆人嘅时候，你会觉得点样啊
？This must have been a huge relief.
对你来讲一定是一个非常之可以放下一个心头大石。
I tried to think of a modern day example of this.
我在这里尝试用一个现代的一个例子去说明这一点。
So it might be something like if your bank came up to you and told you that you don't have to pay your mortgage anymore.
就好像你的银行走到你面前说你间屋的负债我完全一笔勾销。
You don't have to pay for it anymore.
你一点都不用再给了。
It's forgiven. The debt is forgiven.
这个债你不需要再付了。
You can have your house.
你可以住在你间屋里面。
You don't have to pay anything ever again.
永远都不需要再给一分钱。
How would you feel?
你会觉得怎样？
I would feel excited and relieved.
我一定会觉得非常之高兴啦。
What about your if you have a college debt or a college maybe you're a student and you have a college loan?
可能你一个学生，可能你去读大学嗰阵时借咗好多嘅钱。
And the bank says that you don't have to pay for your education anymore.
啊，银行突然之间同你讲话，你唔需要再去俾钱去读大学啦。
And you're free.
你可以免费去读。
Your relief would be enormous.
你嘅心情一定亦都非常之轻松。
You would feel like a huge burden was just lifted off of you.
你觉得好似一个重担已经脱落咗落嚟。
Now this debt is nothing even close to your home mortgage.
你要知道啊，呢啲嘅债项同呢个圣经入边讲到债项系即系冇唔可以比较。
This would be a whole neighborhood of houses that you own now.
如果讲根据圣经呢度咁讲啊，系一个好似一区嘅入边全部嘅屋一样。
This servant would be so happy.
这个仆人一定会非常之开心。
Let's see what happens next.
我跟住睇下故事落嚟系点样。
So, but when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So this fellow servant fell down, pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt.
那仆人出来，遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子。银子便抽着他，捏住他的喉咙，说：你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就苦苦央求他，说：宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，竟去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
Now, a worker back then would typically be paid 1 denarius every day.
啊，嗰阵时嘅仆人大概每一日嘅工资系1两银子。
And this means that this fellow servant probably owed him around 4 months of work.
呢度讲到话呢个同伴呢个仆人欠大概系4个月嘅工资左右。
Now this one servant was just forgiven of 200,000 years of work.
呢个同一个嘅仆人，佢啱啱先至被饶恕咗大概20万年嘅工资。
Now he finds his friend who owes him 4 months of work.
跟住佢而家见到佢嘅朋友。这个朋友欠了他大概4个月的工资。
And he tells him to pay up.
这个仆人就叫他朋友快点还回这些钱给我。
And the friend couldn't pay.
这个同伴没办法可以还回这些钱。
So this horrible servant decided to put his friend into jail.
这个可恶的仆人就决定了要将他的同伴放入监里面。
Until he could pay his 4 month debt.
直至到他能够可以还清4个月的债。
Let's see what happens next.
我再看下去怎样。
When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all of his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁。去把这事都告诉了主人，于是主人叫了他来，对他说：你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当怜恤你的同伴，像我怜恤你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们各人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So the master.Puts this wicked servant into jail because he wouldn't forgive his fellow servant's 4 month debt.
这个主人就要惩罚这个仆人，将他放入监里面，因为他不肯饶恕他的同伴，欠他4个月的钱。
He was forgiven of this huge 200,000 year debt, and he wouldn't forgive his friend's 4 month debt.
这个仆人他刚刚被饶恕了，被免去了200,000年工资的债项，但竟然他要坚持这个同伴要给他4个月的工资去还钱。
Now the interesting verse is actually the last verse.
一个很有趣的就是在最后一节圣经里面。
And it says, So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
这个讲到说，你们各人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也都要这样去对待你们。
What will God do to us if we don't forgive our brothers?
神会怎样对待我们，如果我们不去饶恕我们的弟兄。
It says we'll be delivered to the jailers.
根据这个故事讲，我们就会被放入监里面。
Another verse that might help us to understand this is Matthew 6.
另外一節的聖經可以讓我們思想一下，就是馬太福音第六章十四十五節。
If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
这里讲到你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
And many people have wondered, what it means that God will not forgive us our sins unless we forgive others.
很多人都会想下，究竟这个说话是什么意思呢？什么意思是说神不会饶恕我们的过犯呢？
The first thing I thought of was that I was going to lose my salvation if I don't forgive my brother.
可能第一件事我会想到的就是我会失去了我的救恩，如果我不饶恕我弟兄，我就会失去了我的救恩。
I thought maybe this means that my salvation is linked to forgiving others.
可能这里我会觉得我的救恩是跟饶恕人是有关系的。
Maybe that I won't go to heaven if I don't forgive.
可能就是说我可能上不到天堂了，如果我不去饶恕我弟兄的话。
Now, I don't think this is right.
但是这个不是一个正确的解释。
Because it goes against all of the other verses that tell us that we're saved by grace.
因为圣经里面有很多其他的经文都会讲到说我们得救是本乎恩典。
That we're not saved by anything we do or don't do.
不是因为我们所做或者我们没有做的事。
And that God has forgiven us of all of our sins when we come put our faith in Him.
神会饶恕我们所有的罪，如果我们只要能够相信祂的话。
So what does this verse mean that God won't forgive us if we don't forgive our brothers?
究竟这一节讲什么呢？为什么他讲到说我们的天父不会饶恕我们的过犯，如果我们不饶恕其他人的过犯呢？
What I believe Jesus is trying to say is that our unforgiveness is a sin.
我相信这里耶稣跟我们讲的话，如果我们不去饶恕人，这是一个罪。
And any sin that we commit will cause us to lose fellowship with God.
无论任何的罪都会令到我们失去了跟神的一个交通，一个紧密的关系。
There will be a gap in our relationship with God.
我们跟神之间会有一个很大的鸿沟。
And that gap will continue to be there until we resolve the gap between our brothers and sisters who offended us.
这个鸿沟会继续这样存在，如果我们继续这样不去饶恕我们的弟兄。
It doesn't mean that we lose our salvation.
这个不是说我们会失去了我们的救恩。
The sin of unforgiveness will break our relationship with our working connection with God temporarily.
这里的意思就是，如果我们不饶恕人的时候，我们就因为这个罪的时候，我们就不能够跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
The Bible calls it grieving the Holy Spirit.
圣经这里讲到说在圣灵里面担忧。
It's God is sad and he has a broken relationship with us.
神是担忧的，因为他跟我们的关系不能够很完美。
But we are still his sons and daughters.
但我们仍然是他的子女。
It's just that we have an awkward relationship now that I have sinned against him.
只不过说因为这个不宽恕人的一个罪的关系，我们跟他的关系有点怪怪地。
Okay, so why is it so hard for us to forgive?
点解饶恕系咁困难咧？
One of the reasons that people have a hard time forgiving is because they have many misconceptions of what forgiveness really is.
其实点解饶恕咁困难咧？因为我哋对饶恕可能有啲错误嘅观念。
I want to address some of these misconceptions or lies that we believe.
我想对呢啲嘅错误嘅观念去有呢啲嘅说明同埋解释。
Okay, so.Here are some common misconceptions of forgiveness.
饶恕的一些误解是什么呢？
The first one. Forgiveness means that what they did to me was okay.
饶恕是表示我接受其他人对我一些坏的行为。
Again, these are lies that we tell ourselves.
这些是一些错误的观念，我们告诉自己的。
So by definition, forgiveness is needed when someone is offended or hurt by another person.
当然啦，一个定义就是说，饶恕是我们需要饶恕人，当人哋对我哋系有啲嘅伤害，有啲嘅过错。
And forgiveness does not mean that what they did was okay.
当你饶恕一个人的时候，唔代表佢对你嘅行为系正确嘅。
What happened to you was not okay.
佢哋嘅对你嘅坏行为，亦都唔系正确嘅行为。
You did get hurt.
你亦都真系咁受伤害。
What they did was wrong.
他们所做的真的是不正确的。
Forgiveness isn't making an excuse for them to sin.
当你饶恕一个人的时候，你不是制造一个借口给他们继续这样去犯罪伤害你。
It's knowing that they hurt you, but you're going to release it to Jesus anyways.
只不过是知道他们伤害了你的时候，你将这些伤害交给我们的主耶稣基督。
Number two.
第二样。
Forgiveness means that they won't have to suffer any consequences for what they did to me.
饶恕表示他们不需要为他们的行为来承受一个后果。
So according to Romans 12, it's God who will repay people for what they've done to, and not you.
在罗马书12章讲到神讲到话，伸冤系在佢，报应亦都系在佢。
We are called to forgive other people.
我哋系被呼召去饶恕其他嘅人。
And then we trust that God is a just God.
我都相信神系一个公义嘅神。
And that He is fair in everything He does.
佢系一个公正嘅神，佢做嘅事情亦都系公正嘅。
And God can use people, God can use circumstances, and even the legal system.If needed, to bring justice.
神是可以利用他不同的方法，可以利用人，可以利用一些不同的制度，司法的制度，去将这些公义去彰显。
So you don't try to get even with the other person because they hurt you.
你不需要因为其他人伤害你，你去想想怎样去做一个报复。
That's not your responsibility.
这个不是你的责任。
That's God's responsibility.
这个是神的责任。
Don't do God's job.
不要做神的工作。
He's the one who will take care of justice. You're not the one.
神会伸冤报应，这个不是我们的工作。
God will make sure that the consequences are there for that person.
神会肯定这些犯罪的人会得到他们有应当有的报应。
Third point.
第三点。
Forgiveness means that I need to keep tolerating their offensive behavior.
饶恕表示我必须继续忍受他们对我的行为。
Now this is absolutely not true either.
这个也是绝对不正确的。
A few verses right before the parable, Jesus is telling his disciples that we should be having conversations with those who hurt us.
在这段圣经的前几节的时候，耶稣基督就劝勉我们要跟一些得罪我们的人有一些对话。
We're supposed to sit down and talk with those people.
我们应该是坐下跟这些人去有个对话。
And if they refuse to change, then we have to bring some other counselors along with us.
如果他们拒绝去改变的时候，我们就要带两三个人，其他的两三个人去跟他们再谈过。
And if that doesn't help, then we break off our friendship with them.
如果这样都没用的时候，我们就跟他们就绝交。
You don't have to be a punching bag for other people's hurtful behavior.
你不需要作为一个沙包，好像被其他人继续这样不断这样去伤害。
These are just a few common misconceptions or lies.
这些是一些我们对饶恕一些错误的观念。
I sometimes fall into these lies as well.
我自己有时都会有一些这样的误解。
But you have to understand that these are wrong ways of thinking when it comes to forgiveness.
但我们需要知道的就是，当我们讲到饶恕的时候，这些都不是一些正确的观念。
Why is it so hard to forgive? I think some of these lies that we tell ourselves is one of the reasons why it's so hard to forgive.
为什么我们会这么难去饶恕人呢？有时可能就是我们对饶恕有这几样的误解。
So what does biblical forgiveness look like?
在圣经里面讲到饶恕究竟是怎样的呢？
Ephesians 4:31 Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
以弗所书第四章31-32节一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、伤闹、毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So forgiveness means to put away or release all of the bitterness, all of the anger, and all of the blame against the offender.
饶恕就是将所有的苦毒、所有的恼恨、所有的愤怒都放出去，释放出去。
It means to put all of those feelings and burdens onto the shoulders of Jesus.
饶恕的意思就是将这些所有不好的感受都摆在耶稣的身上面。
And we allow Him to heal us of our hurts and our pains.
我们让耶稣去医治我们的伤害，我们的痛苦。
And we trust that He's going to be the one who will take care of the situation.
我们都深信耶稣一定会去将这个情况会变好。
Why should we do that?
點解我哋要咁做啊？
Because God has shown us so much grace by forgiving us of our unforgivable debt.
點解我哋要咁做？因為神用好大嘅恩典去寬恕咗我哋所欠佢嘅一啲債。
We're the one with a 200,000 year debt.
我哋每個人都係欠咗神好似200,000年嘅工資一樣咁多。
That friend of yours who hurt you, that's the guy with a 4-month debt.
有個人傷害咗你，但可能其實佢就係傷害咗你，就欠咗你大概幾個月嘅一啲嘅債。
God forgave us for all our sins that we could never pay back.
神去寬恕咗我哋嘅罪，呢啲係我哋永遠冇辦法可以還債嘅。
And if we don't forgive our brother of their sin, then we don't really understand how much we've been forgiven.
如果我哋唔能夠饒恕我弟兄嘅話，即係等於我哋唔能夠明白點解我哋可以俾神去饒恕我哋嘅罪，我哋嘅債。
If we don't forgive, then we don't really know God's grace for us.
如果我哋唔去饒恕我弟兄嘅時候，就好似我哋唔能夠明白神對我哋嘅恩典一樣。
God is a gracious and forgiving God, and He wants His children to be gracious and forgiving also.
神是一个满有恩典慈爱的神，他也希望他的子女满有恩典慈爱去饶恕其他人。
And when you truly forgive someone, there's an opportunity to restore your relationship and your friendship with that person.
当我们真的能够饶恕这个人的时候，我们就能够重新这样建立一些好的关系。
There won't be any more awkwardness in the relationship if you forgive someone.
在我们的关系里面不会再怪怪的，因为我们能够真正地去饶恕这些人。
There's a pastor named R.T. Kendall who offers a few proofs of what total forgiveness looks like.
有一个牧师Kendall 牧师，他就说究竟饶恕了人的特征是怎样的呢？
And he takes some of these points from the life of Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his own brothers, but he was still able to forgive his brothers.
他是用哪个做例子呢？他是利用旧约的约瑟，虽然他约瑟的弟兄怎样去对他不好伤害他，但是最后约瑟仍然能够饶恕他们。
So first proof of total forgiveness is that you don't tell others what they did to you.
饶恕的明证第一样就是不要让别人知道他向你做了什么。
You know, when someone hurts you, you want to tell other people.
很多时候当人家伤害了我们的时候，我们很想去告诉其他人听。
Why do we tell other people?
为什么我们要告诉其他人听?
Because we want to show people how horrible of a person they really are.
我们可能会想告诉人听，因为我们想讲这个人究竟是几咁差劲。
We gossip about them and we slander them. We try to ruin their reputation.
有时甚至我们会散播一些的谣言，希望可以毁坏他这些人的名誉。
But if you really forgave that person, then you won't ever talk about the situation in a bad way ever again.
如果你真係饒恕呢個人嘅時候，你唔會再將呢個事情提起，特別係向其他嘅人去提起。
In fact, you're going to keep that person from looking bad in front of other people.
相反嘅，你會因為保護呢一個傷害你嘅人，所以唔會再提呢件嘅事情。
That's how you know that you've totally forgiven someone.
如果你能够这样做的时候，你就知道你是真的饶恕了这个人了。
Number two, don't make them feel guilty.
第二个的明证就是说不要令到对方有一个罪恶感。
We could use the situation to make them feel ashamed and guilty.
我们可能会利用这些情况令到对方觉得惭愧或者觉得有罪恶感。
They did something wrong and we couldstick in the knife a little deeper if we wanted to.
好像这些人伤害了我们的时候，我们就藉着这些情况好像用把刀仔这样去继续这样去刺痛他。
So Jesus has forgiven us that we would be free from guilt and we would be free from shame.
耶稣说我们是已经不需要再在他面前有罪恶感，不需要再是有羞愧。
Once you forgive that person, you need to make sure that they're free from guiltand they're free from shame.
当我们饶恕一些人的时候，我们都要希望那些人不会再继续有罪恶感，或者继续这样去有惭愧的感受。
Number three.
第三样。
This is the hardest one.
这个是最难做的。
Keep blessing and praying for them.
为这些人祝福，和为他们祈祷。
In the Bible, it says that we should bless our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
圣经里面讲到说，我们要为我们的敌人祝福去祈祷。
We should pray blessings over them.
为了他们去做一个祝福的祈祷。
treat them out to dinner.
请佢食饭。
Just bless them.
一路咁样祝福佢哋。
They hurt you, but if you really forgive, have forgiven them, then you can pray blessing over them.
虽然佢伤害你，但系你一段不断咁样去祝福佢哋。
That you, this is proof that you have nothing wrong in your heart anymore.
如果你能够咁样做嘅时候，你就系知道你喺心入边真系真正咁饶恕咗佢。
Now, this is these points that I'm telling you today. These are very, very general points.
今日我同你讲呢几点系非常之普遍嘅。大概咁讲法。
There's probably situations in your life that these points don't even cover.
可能喺你哋生命入边，你哋嘅情况可能系呢啲嘅即系证据，可能冇办法可以完全咁样去说明。
And there are some situations that are trickier at resolving. Sometimes maybe you can't even legally meet with the person.
有时可能你冇办法真系可以做到呢几点，甚至有时可能你冇办法可以合法咁样去同其他人去见面。
But this is what true forgiveness looks like.
但系呢个就系真正嘅饶恕嘅明证。
So what does the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven look like?
天国究竟系点样嘅咧
？The kingdom of God is a community of people who forgive each other.
天国咧就系一个嘅一班人可以彼此咁样去饶恕。
There are a group of people who give Jesus their hurts and their pains.
有啲人可以将佢哋嘅痛苦、佢哋伤害交俾耶稣基督。
It's a community where difficult relationships have been taken care of.
喺一群人入边，一啲困难有困难嘅一啲嘅关系都能够恢复。
It's a place where no one feels like.Oh, I hope that person doesn't show up.
一群人入边唔会话有啲人话，我哋希望见唔到其他嘅人。
So as I've been talking about forgiveness, there might be a name or a face that's going on in your head.
当我讲到饶恕嘅时候，可能你嘅心目中会出现一个人嘅一个样。
Maybe one person who has hurt you or offended you.
可能一个人系以前咁样伤害咗你。
And my recommendation to you is that I'll give a few recommendations about what you can do.
我向你建议几样嘅做法。
If that person knows that they hurt you,
如果嗰个人系知道佢伤害咗你嘅
，then find a way to sit down to talk to them about the incident.
咁咧就我建议咧，你同嗰个人坐低，大家倾下嗰个嘅情况。
Tell them that you've forgiven them and that you don't hold any negative feelings towards them.
话俾呢个人听，你已经宽恕咗佢，你亦都唔会再有一啲嘅坏嘅感受。
If they know that they've hurt you, then just sit down, talk through it, and resolve the relationship that way.
如果嗰个人系知道佢哋已经系伤害咗你嘅时候，最好就系同佢可以坐低，大家倾。
Maybe there's someone who hurt you that doesn't know that they hurt you.
但如果个人佢唔知道伤害咗你嘅话
，I would say that this is 90% of my life.
这个可能我生命中90%的情况都是这样。
People do something to hurt me, and they don't know they hurt me.
有些人伤害了我，但他们都不知道他们伤害了我。
They're just happy living their life, and they don't know that I'm hurting and in pain.
他们很开心地继续的生活，但他们不知道我入面其实受了很大的伤害。
If you're like me, then that's most of the situations that I'm in.
如果你好似我咁嘅时候咧，大部分情况人哋伤害你嘅事情都系咁样嘅。
Then what you can do is you could privately go up to them and have a conversation with them。
你可以好私底下去同佢哋讲。
Explain to them what happened。
解释俾佢听事情嘅状况。
But tell them that you forgave them。
但系话俾佢听，你已经系宽恕咗佢哋。
And most likely they will respond with, "Oh, I didn't know that I hurt you."
好大可能咧，佢哋就会讲到啊，我都唔知道原来我嗰次伤害咗你。
But reassure them that you've forgiven them.
但系再肯定咁话俾佢听，无论系点好，我哋已经宽恕咗你。
But one warning about this one is
第一个警告吓。
Why do you want to tell them?
就系我哋要问点解我哋要话俾个人听咧
？Sometimes I've caught myself. Sometimes I wanted to tell them because I want to make them feel guilty.
有时我可能会觉得。我要话俾佢听，因为我系想佢有一个罪恶感。
So check what's in your heart to see if you have the right motive for talking with them.
我哋要重複咁思想，究竟我哋心入邊想講呢件事出嚟嘅動機究竟係乜嘢？
What I think is even better than meeting with them one-on-one is to just forgive them without telling them.
有一件事情可能更加好嘅做法咧，就係你可以從心入邊真正咁饒恕佢，甚至你唔需要同佢講。
You can forgive someone from your heart without ever saying a word.
你可以從心入邊去饒恕一個人，但係你從來都唔會同佢講關於呢件事情嘅發生。
They don't even have to know that you were hurt.
佢哋唔需要知道你受傷害。
But you forgave them anyways.
但係縱然係咁樣，我哋都寬恕佢。
And you can still restore a friendship with them, even though they hurt you and they didn't know.
我哋仍然可以同佢恢復一個正常、一個好嘅關係，雖然佢哋唔知道。
I think that might be even better.
这个可能是一个更加好的做法。
But the ultimate goal of forgiveness is to restore friendships and restore relationships.
饒恕的最终的目的是能够恢复一个友好的关系。
However you can get to that point, just get to the point where your relationship with that person, your friendship with that person is restored.
无论你怎样做得好，目的就是要将这个的关系可以恢复正常。
If you have to sit down one-on-one with them, then do that.
如果你覺得係要同佢一對一咁樣坐低去傾嘅，咁你可以咁樣做。
If you can just talk to God and forgive them from your heart without saying anything at all, then do that.
如果你能夠淨係同神去講你嘅傷害，跟住你就求神俾你可以真心咁樣去寬恕咗佢嘅話，咁樣做亦都好。
But God doesn't want you to hold this debt.Against your brother and against your sister.
但神好清楚话俾我听，佢唔想我哋继续去要去坚持呢啲人欠我哋一啲嘅债。
Because it ruins our relationship with God also.
因为当我哋咁样谂嘅时候，我哋就同呢啲人嘅关系唔能够得到正常，亦都同神嘅关系唔得到正常。
So yes, you did get hurt.
冇错，你系受伤害。
No, it wasn't okay.
呢个唔系正确嘅。
Yes, it was wrong.
冇错，呢个系一个错误嘅行为。
Yes, God will take care of it.
但系相信神系会去亲自咁样去处理呢个事情。
Yes, you should forgive them.
冇错，我哋系一定要去宽恕人。
No, you shouldn't tell the whole world.
我哋唔需要去话俾其他人知。
And no, you shouldn't make them feel guilty.
我亦都唔需要去令到呢个人去有罪恶感。
Yes, you should be praying blessings over them.
冇错，我哋需要继续咁样去为佢哋祈祷，为佢哋祝福。
And yes, your connection with God will be restored if you do this.
冇错，当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋同神嘅关系就可以恢复。
Can I pray for all of you?
我哋一齐祈祷。
Okay. Lord, I know that if these people are like me, then they have someone in their mind that they're thinking of right now.
天父，我相信如果啲人好似我一样嘅时候，我心入边一定会谂到一啲伤害咗我哋嘅人。
These people have hurt us and have caused us pain.
呢啲嘅人佢伤害咗我哋，令到我哋生命变好多嘅痛苦。
But we want to decide from our hearts that we're going to forgive them.
但我哋相信，我愿意喺心入边决志去宽恕呢啲人。
We're going to follow your word by releasing all of the anger, all of the blame, and all of the guilt.
我哋就愿意跟随你嘅话语喺我哋心入边去释放咗呢啲嘅苦毒、呢啲嘅愤怒、呢啲唔好嘅感受。
We're going to put those things onto your shoulders, Jesus, and we're going to let you heal us, heal our hearts, and heal our pains.
主啊，我哋愿意将呢啲嘅事情都交喺你嘅身上面，让你嚟真系医治我哋，去减少、去消除我哋嘅痛苦。
And we're going to restore a right relationship.With our brother and with our sister.
我哋愿意同我哋嘅弟兄姊妹都恢复翻一个好嘅关系。
Because you've forgiven us of such an incredible debt.
因为你已经赦免咗我哋一个好大嘅一个嘅债。
We could never have paid off our debt towards you.
我哋冇可能，永远都冇可能去真系偿还我哋欠你嘅债。
So we forgive our brothers and sisters because of that.
就因为这个原因，我们要宽恕我们的弟兄姊妹，他对我们的伤害。
Thank you for your love and for your grace towards us, God.
多谢你的慈爱，多谢你的恩典对我们。
And we want to show that same love and grace towards our brothers and sisters.
我们也愿意用同样的恩典，用同样的慈爱去对我们的弟兄姊妹。
I pray that each one of us would have boldness to confront this unforgiveness in our lives.
我哋都願意為咗我哋每個人中間都有啲唔願意去饒恕其他人嘅呢啲嘅傷害呢啲嘅傷痛嚟祈禱。
And we need your help.
我哋需要你嘅幫助。
I pray these things in Jesus' name.
我哋用耶穌基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.